بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي اتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا. ثم الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين حبيب إله رب العالمين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم ومبغضيهم وغاصب حقوقهم من أول يوم ظلمهم إلى لقاء يوم الدين. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة، وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا، حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. أما بعد، فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: يا فاطمة، كل عين باكية يوم القيامة إلا عين بكت على مصاب الحسين، فإنها ضاحكة مستبشرة بنعيم الجنة. صلوات على محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says to his daughter Fatima, Salamullahi alayha, every ear, every eye shall tear, every eye shall weep on the day of judgment, except the eye that tears for the atrocities on Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. For that eye shall receive glad tidings of Jannah. Before I deliver tonight's lecture, I would like to request all of you to recite one Surah Fatiha for a marhuma who has passed away in Birmingham. And all the marhumin, please. Salawat ala Muhammad. For the past 10 nights, we've been hearing about different issues pertaining different things, pertaining the way one can attain spiritual salvation. But we also need to remember that on the day of Ashura, there were women in the camp of Hussein ibn Ali as well. There were mothers who prepared their children to go for the battle and to give their lives in the way of Islam and in the name of Hussein ibn Ali. Thus, we see a mother in Karbala, in the history of Karbala, we see a mother who has lost everything there. From the time she left from Medina to the time she came back to Medina, whatever she had taken with her, she had lost. She lost her husband and her son in Karbala. She lost her daughter in Sham. A mother whose two young children die, whose two young children are killed, has got no hope of living in this world anymore. Thus, we see that the value of the mother in Islam is very high. Because either Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves his individual creature unconditionally, or it is the mother. Even the father and the brother and the sister love the children, they do, but there is some condition somewhere attached sometimes. It is only the love of the mother for the child that is unconditional, just like the mother of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his creatures. Allah says in the Holy Quran, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُ إِلَّا إِيَّاهِ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. It is decreed, Allah has decided, He has given the ruling, that you shall not worship anyone but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And with parents, you do nothing but goodness. إما يبلغن عندك الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما فلا تقل لهما أف. When they, both of them or one of them, reaches old age, you do not even utter an uff in front of them. This is the teachings of the Holy Quran, by the way. وَلَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا. And when you talk to them softly, with respect. وَقُلْ لَهُمَا كَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. And tell them sweet and lovely words. وَخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ صَغِيرًا. The method of talking to one's mother and father is taught to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He tells us when we go in front of the parents to speak to them, we should humble ourselves. Humble with mercy. And say, Oh Allah, have mercy on them the way they had mercy on me when I was a little child. Subhanallah. It is evident from the time the child is conceived to the time the child is born to the time the child grows, the parents, or and especially the mother, doesn't do anything but goodness to the child. She will sleep hungry, but she will feed the child. She will not buy clothes for herself, but she will buy it for the child. She will do everything to comfort the child, even if she has to sleep on wet ground. But the child will be given the warmth of the body. Allah says in the Holy Quran, هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ. Is there anything apart from goodness when goodness is given? Is there anything? هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ. When we know that the mother and the father has given nothing to us but ihsan, but goodness, what is our duty to do? To return goodness. One sahabi came to Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salatu wa salam and says to Imam, Ya Imam, tell me, I have taken my mother 7 times to Hajj on my back. 7 times or 6 times. And I have taken her for the tawaf for 7 continuous times, 7 years, on my back. O Imam, have I repaid her for her doings? Imam said, Kalla. No, you have not paid her even an inch of goodness that she has done to you. And the reason he gave was mind-boggling. He said, when she carried you in her stomach, she wanted nothing but your life. She was praying day and night that, Oh Allah, I want my child to survive. I want my child to grow. I want to see him. I want to see him grow and become a man. But when you were carrying her on your back, you had nothing but an idea of her death, that there will come a time when she is eventually going to die. This is the difference, a very important difference. When she carries a child, she carries the child praying for life, while you carry your mother knowing that she is going to die. The difference. The Prophet says, Al-Jannatu tahta aqdam al-ummahat. Heaven is under the feet of the mother. And why has Allah decided to do that? Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decide to do that? It is only His mercy that He knows why He has done it. But the mercy that the mother has is equivalent to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet we see that our imitations to different cultures has changed our view into viewing our mothers and fathers. It has changed. إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرِ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا. Allah says, when one of them or both of them become old, then they pose a nuisance to the son. How do they pose a nuisance? There was a person who had a shop, a man who had a shop, and he had a three-year-old son. One day he decided to take his son to the shop. He said, son, come, let's go. He took the son to the shop. He made him sit on his lap, and he was doing his work. Suddenly a bird came and sat on a window. So the son says, dad, bird. And the dad looked at the bird and said, yes, son, bird. Again, bird came. Dad, bird. Shop. The father is seated, the son is seated. Suddenly a bird comes. So the father says, let me try. He says, son, bird. The son says, yes, father, bird. Again, son, bird. The son said, yes, father, bird. The third time, when the father said, son, bird, the son said, father, don't you see? Don't you look? I am working. I am busy. Can't you keep quiet and just pay attention somewhere else, please? Subhanallah. The father looks at the son and says, son, when you were three, you did the same thing to me 15 times, and I never told you I was tired. And I never told you I was busy, because I loved you, not conditionally, unconditionally. Today, following and imitating other cultures, we put our parents in homes. When we were young, when we were small, who bathed us? Who fed us? Who? Did they say we were a nuisance to them? Did the mother ever utter the word that my son is a nuisance to me? Did the mother ever think to send the child in a nursery to stay for good? Yet because of our imitation, today we send our parents to the home, because we cannot bath them, we cannot feed them, we cannot make them sleep. This is a real shame. If this is what the culture of Muslims is going to be, then this culture should be removed from the root of Islam. It should not be taken. هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ. You know, I'll give you an example of a love of the mother. I'll give you the example. And I read this in one of the books, very interesting. There was a hunter who went to hunt. He had a shotgun on his shoulder. As he was going by, he saw a beautiful swan on the tree. And the swan looked at the hunter and said, "Hunter, are you going to hunt?" The hunter said, "Yes." She said, "Can you please promise me that you will not shoot my child?" The hunter said, "But how am I going to know that who is your child? How am I going to find out? How am I going to know that this is your child?" The swan says, "Oh hunter, the most beautiful of the birds flying in the air will be my child. The most beautiful." The hunter said, "All right, I promise you, I will not kill that child." The hunter went and he looked at some bird and he found one of the birds and he shot it. The bird came down, he picked it up, he was going back. And as he was moving, the swan was looking at the hunter coming back. And she shouted and shrieked. And she said, "Did I not tell you not to kill my child? Why did you kill my child?" The hunter said, "But you said the most beautiful of the birds flying will be your child. But this is the most ugliest that I have found. And I shot it." The mother said, "Oh hunter, look at this child with my eyes. See, is he ugly or is he beautiful? My eyes." The love of the mother is unconditional, brothers and sisters. Unconditional. وَمَن نُعَمِّرْهُ نُنَكِّسُهُ فِي الْخَلْقِ. When age is given, so the reverse is given as well. When a child is growing, it doesn't have teeth. When an old man is in his deathbed, he doesn't have teeth. When a child learns to walk, he falls, walks, falls, walks. When the father is old, he has got a stick in his hand. He doesn't have strength anywhere. He doesn't have strength in his legs. What happens? During the time when we were young, they took our care. During the time when they are old, we look for nursing homes to put them in. We look for homes where we put them in and visit them once in a week or probably once in a year. As a poet says, every Thursday, once a year or every Thursday, if a mother of a person is dead, either every Thursday or once a year, he will recite a Fatiha for her and say, "May Allah give her thawab." Is this only? Is this the only thing one can do for a mother? Is this the only thing one can do for a father? How can it be? When Janabe Musa was in Mount Sinai, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Musa, "Oh Musa, I have taken your mother away." Musa wept bitterly. He wept and he cried. And he said, "Ya Allah, my mother who loved me is no more." Allah says, "Yes, Musa, cry and cry very much." Why? Because the mother who used to pray for you at nights in the silent corner of her house is no more. Is no more. Now, when you walk on this earth, take care and walk with care. This was an advice given to Musa by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, once he was passing through a graveyard and he saw that there was this person getting adab in this grave. He was getting punishments in the grave. He asked the sahabas, "Whose grave is this?" The sahaba said, "So and so's." He says, "Can you please go and ask her mother to be pleased with him?" Said, "Why, Ya Rasulullah, can you see anything?" He says, "Yes, there is adab in this qabr. There is punishment in this qabr. There is azab in this grave." They went and located the mother. They went and sat with her and said, "Oh lady, is it going to be possible for you to forgive your child? Because the Holy Prophet has seen that he is suffering tremendous adab in the grave. Is it possible, oh lady?" When she looked at the Holy Prophet, she says, yes, Ya Rasulallah, only because you have come to me, I shall forgive him. The Prophet will not come now in 2005. He will not come to me and you to ask. He will not come to our mothers to ask for forgiving us. No, he won't. We should take the opportunity of serving our parents the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to serve our parents. We see that the mothers in Karbala preparing their children for battle. The mothers in Karbala preparing their sons to go and kill and be killed in the name of Hussein, in the name of Islam. There is a riwayat which says, Janabi Fatimatu Zahra Salamullahi Alayha, on the night of Ashura, descended from heaven, went to the place where Hussein ibn Ali's head was going to be severed, and she swept that place with her hair. There's a riwayah. She swept that place with her hair. A mother, as the poet said just now, how can you even see and begin to imagine the pain and the sorrow that the mother has gone through in Karbala? The patience that Layla had to see her son die in front of her eyes. The patience that Rabab had to see Ali Asghar killed. These are the patience of the mothers of Karbala. We see that the pain they went through, may Allah not show this pain to any mother. May Allah not show the death of a child to any mother in the way Asghar was killed in Karbala. It is said on the night of Ashura, there were people in the tents of Imam Hussein praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doing du'as, praying to Allah, and nothing could be heard from the tents but tasbih and taqdees of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tasbih and taqdees. When morning dawned, Imam Hussein told Akbar, his son, my son, give adhan. Give adhan, my son. Ali Akbar gave adhan. Everybody prayed there. But then the battle took place. The Sahabas were murdered one by one. They were killed. The Banu Hashim one by one were killed. There was no Auna Muhammad left anymore. There was no Qasim. There was no Abbas. There was no Ali Akbar. Imam Hussein looked at the state and said, Hal min nasirin yansuruna? Is there anybody who would come to my help? Is there anybody who would come and help this man? Is there anybody who would come here? هل من ناصر ينصرنا هل من مغيث يغيثنا? Is there anyone who would come to the help of this grandson of the Holy Prophet? He looked at Nehre Furat, he looked at the river of Furat, and he said, Abbas, I had told you in Medina that I shall call you one day and you will not answer to me. Abbas, you are sleeping today, you are lying in the river bank, nobody is there to help me. Nobody is there to help me. As he was coming to the tents to say Khuda Hafiz to Zainab and Umme Rabab and Umme Layla, he entered to the tent of Umme Rabab. He saw Umme Rabab sitting there looking at a 6-month-old child, Ali Asghar, just looking at him and saying, Ya Allah, is this how my child is going to die without water? Without a drop of water, I cannot even feed my child because my milk is dried. I didn't have the nourishment to produce milk. Oh Allah, is this the way my child is going to die? Hussein looked at Umme Rabab, looked at the anguish she had in her heart, and she said, Rabab, have patience, Rabab. Rabab looked at Hussein and said, Oh my master, can I ask you something, please? And this is a mother asking for the child to be saved. Oh master, can you take Asghar and go and tell this enemy to feed him water? Can you please ask them to feed water to my son before he dies away and withers away in this weather? Hussein looked at the anguish of Umm Rabab and said, Ya Rabab, I will take him. Rabab prepared Ali Asghar, gave him to the hands of Hussein, and said to Hussein, Oh my master, the weather is very bad. It is very hot outside. Can you please cover him with your robe, lest he may die without being fed water? In her heart of the hearts, she wanted Ali Asghar to just be given a few drops of water so that he could survive. Imam Hussein took Ali Asghar, put him in his arms. He covered Ali Asghar with his robe and took him to the battlefield. He took him to an elevated place and he said, O enemy, O people of Kufa, O people of Sham, you are the people who invited us here. You wanted me to come and preach to you the creeds of Islam. And today you have killed my children, you have killed my brothers, you have killed everybody. This child is a 6-month-old child. He needs water. Please come and feed him water. Just come here and feed him water. The people in the army of Yazid looked at it. They looked at the child. Some of them suddenly started feeling sorry. They remembered their own children in their own homes, protected and well fed. They remembered their own children at home, protected and well fed. Yet this son of Hussein had no water to consume. There was no answer. Umar ibn Sa'd saw that this Hussein is going to cause trouble here. He's going to cause trouble. At the same time, Hussein said, when he saw there was no response, he said, O people of Kufa, if you think with the name of this child I shall consume water, then I am going to put him on this ground. You come and feed him water. You come and feed him water. And saying that, he put his robe on the ground and he put Ali Asghar on the ground. Meanwhile, in the tent, Umm Rabab is waiting. Impatiently, she is waiting for the child to return back well fed with water. He puts the child on the ground. He puts the child on the ground, and the people over there are starting to discuss. In that, Umar Sa'ad saw danger and he said, Hurmula, Hurmula, you will be greatly rewarded if you cut the kalam of Hussein. Hurmula, iqta' kalam al Hussein. He said to Hurmula, cut this statement of Hussein. He is causing trouble here. He is causing trouble here. When Hurmula took the bow and an arrow, he took the bow and an arrow. As he was hitting, Imam Hussein picked up the child from the ground. His arrow missed the target. Imam picked the child and he knew what is to come. Hurmula took another bow. He took another arrow. But this time again the arrow missed. This time again the arrow missed. Umar Sa'd saw that this ace archer is now missing his targets. He asked, Oh Hurmula, what is the matter with you? Hurmula says, At the background I can see a veiled lady. I have a feeling that that lady is the mother of Asghar, waiting for Asghar to get a few drops of water. I can see a veiled lady at the background near the tents, and I feel this is the mother of Asghar, waiting impatiently for Asghar to come back. To that, Umar ibn Sa'd gave him more and more promises of rewards and he said, No, Hurmula, I need you to continue fighting. He took an arrow. The riwayat say that this arrow had 3 points. How can Hurmula even think to use a 3-point arrow on a 6-month-old child? He took an arrow and he put the target, and the target went straight to the throat of Ali Asghar. It pierced all the way through the shoulder of Hussein ibn Ali. Imam Hussein looked at the child. He put his hand beneath his neck and he took his blood and he said, Oh Rasulullah, please be witness. Oh Allah, be witness that I had just gone to ask for a few drops of water and this is what they have done to my child. As Hussein ibn Ali was coming back to the tent, he thought, what is he going to tell the mother of this child? The mother is going to surely ask, oh Hussein, have they fed him water? Have they given him something to drink? This is what the mother is going to ask. Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam was helpless. He went a little forward, he came back again, he went a little forward again, thinking, should he bury the body here or should he take the body to the tents? And this is the amal which you will do, this is the amal which tomorrow inshallah, amal Ashura you will do. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, ridan bi qada'ihi wa tasliman li amrihi. Imam Hussein took Ali Asghar, he decided to take Ali Asghar to the tents and go and give Rubab the last chance to look at the face of Ali Asghar. As he went forward, he called upon Zainab and Umm Rabab and he said to Zainab, my dear Zainab sister, my dear sister, take care of Rabab. At the same time, Ali Asghar was covered under his robe. Janab Umm Rabab came and she felt that the child had already been given water and she asked a simple question a mother would ask. Has my child been given water? Have they fed him water, oh my master? Imam Hussein looked at Rabab and said, Rabab, my dear, your patience is highly, highly required here. Your patience is highly required. As he removed the robe, Umm Rabab saw Ali Asghar in that state and she said, Amithluka yunhar ya bunayya. Are children like you as well killed, oh my son? I sent you to go and get some water and they gave you an arrow on your throat. Oh Asghar, oh my son, what will I do without you? Imam Hussein looked at Rabab and said, oh Rabab, please have patience, be patient, oh Rabab. Rabab looked at Hussein and says, oh my master, I have one request to make. Oh my master, my request is, please bury the Ali Asghar's body here, because I am scared that the enemies will desecrate his young body. They will desecrate his young body. Imam Hussein gave Umm Rabab Ali Asghar. He gave Ali Asghar to Umm Rabab and he said, come behind me, behind the tent. They went behind the tent. Imam Hussein took his sword and dug a small grave behind the tents. He dug a small grave behind the tents and he put Ali Asghar in the grave and he covered the grave with soil. I want to ask the heavens and I want to ask the sky, have you seen anywhere, have you seen, O sky, that a mother is holding a child and a father is digging the grave? When they went back to the tent, Sakina came running to the father and said, oh my father, mother said that you had taken Ali Asghar for water. Has he been given water? Imam Hussein looked at Sakina and said, my dear daughter, Ali Asghar is no more. The enemies have killed him with an arrow. Ali Asghar is no more. What can you say about the mother Umm Rabab, who lost not only her husband in Karbala, she also lost Ali Asghar and she went further to lose Sakina in Sham. What can you say about this mother? Azizane Girami, Ali Asghar, Imam Hussein ka beta, Imam Hussein ka 6 maah ka beta, pyaas se tadap raha tha, pyaas se tadap raha hai. Itne mein Imam Hussein ne jab dekha ke Qasim bhi nahi hai, Ono Muhammad bhi nahi hai, Abbas bhi ja chuke hain, ek sada aur awaaz buland ki, hal min nasirin yansurna, hal min mughisin yughisuna, koi hai hamari madad karne waaste, koi hai hamari madad karne ke liye. Furat ki taraf dekh ke Abbas se kaha, bhaiya Abbas, Madina mein maine kaha tha ki ek din wo hoga ke jab main awaaz dunga aur tum mujhe jawab nahi doge. Dekho Abbas, Hussein tanho tanha reh gaya hai, Hussein akela reh gaya hai. Itne mein khayme mein jaake ijazat chahte hain, ijazat ke liye khayme mein jaate hain, Umm Rabab ke paas jaate hain, dekhte hain ki Ali Asghar wahan pe baithe hain. अली असगर उम्मे रबाब की गोद में है। उम्मे रबाब कहती है, मौला मौला क्या मुमकिन है कि दो घूंट पानी के मिल जाए अली असगर को? क्या मुमकिन है कि आप फौज आदा से थोड़ा पानी मांग दीजिए मेरे बेटे के लिए? इमाम हुसैन ने जब उम्मे रबाब की परेशानी देखी, अली असगर को गोद में लिया, अली असगर को गोद में लेके खैमे के बाहर आए, खैमे के बाहर आए और फौज आदा की तरफ गए। फौज आदा की तरफ जाना था, एक आवाज बुलंद करके कहा, ए फौज यजीद, ये मेरे 6 माह का बेटा है, इसको 2 बूंद पानी पिला दो। यही बस ख्वाहिश है इसकी मां की के 2 बूंद पानी पिला दो, बच्चा मर रहा है। अगर आपको ये लगता है कि इस बच्चे के बहाने मैं पानी माजल्ला पी लूंगा, तो खुदा के पानी पिला लो। ये कह के इमाम हुसैन ने अपने अबा को जमीन में रखा, अली असगर को जमीन में लिटाया। इतने में उमर साद ने देखा माजरा अच्छा नहीं है, उमर साद ने हुरमुला से कहा, हुरमुला इक्ता कलाम अल हुसैन, हुसैन के कलाम को कटा कर दो। हुरमुला ने 3 तीर लेके चुल्लू में कमान में जोड़ा और तीर जब छोड़ा तो इमाम हुसैन ने अली असगर को जमीन से उठा लिया, तीर का निशाना चूक गया। दूसरा तीर उठा के जब दूसरा तीर निशाने पे फेंका तो वो निशाना भी चूक गया। जब निशाना चूक गया तो उमर साद ने हुरमुला को देख के कहा, हुरमुला क्या बात है, निशाने क्यों चूकते जाते हैं? हुरमुला ने कहा, ए उमर साद, पीछे खैमे में कोई औरत बाहर आती है, फिर जाती है, फिर आती है, फिर जाती है, हो ना हो, मेरा दिल ये कहता है कि ये असगर की मां है, असगर के इंतजार में कि पानी उसको मिल जाए। इतने में हुरमुला को वादा दिया उमर साद ने कि बहुत से देगा। इतने में हुरमुला ने दूसरा तीर लेके चुल्लू में जोड़ के तीर लेके फेंका, अली असगर की गर्दन पे आके लगा और इमाम हुसैन के शाने में आके लगा। इमाम हुसैन ने ये देखा, इमाम हुसैन ने तीर को गर्दन से निकाला और हाथ गर्दन के नीचे रख के खून लेके आसमान की तरफ फेंकना चाहा। आसमान से आवाज आई, ए हुसैन, अगर ये खून नाहक मुझ तक पहुंचा तो आसमान से बारिश नहीं होगी, आसमान से कभी पानी नहीं आएगा। हुसैन ने ये खून लेके जमीन में फेंकना चाहा, जमीन से आवाज आई, ए हुसैन, अगर ये नाहक खून जमीन में आएगा तो जमीन से कुछ नहीं उगेगा, ए हुसैन, ये नाहक खून जमीन में मत फेंकना। हुसैन ने खून लेके अपने मुंह पे मल लिया और कहा, नाना रसूल को रोजे इसी तरह मिलूंगा नाना रसूल को। बस ये कहना था। अजीजाने मुहतरम, अजादाराने इमाम हुसैन अली असगर को लेके इमाम हुसैन मक्तल खैमे की तरफ जाने लगे, वहां पे सोच रहे थे, आया खैमे में जाए या यहीं पे अली असगर को दफना दे। बिलाखिर जोर से खैमे में गए, उम्मे रबाब को और जैनब को पुकारा और जैनब से कहा, बहन जैनब, उम्मे रबाब का ख्याल रखना। रबाब ने पूछा, मौला क्या अली असगर को पानी मिला है? हुसैन ने कहा, रबाब तुम्हारे सब्र की जरूरत है। इतने में अबा उठाया अली असगर के लाशे को, उम्मे रबाब ने देख के गिरिया करना शुरू किया। हुसैन ने कहा, रबाब सबर करना। रबाब ने कहा, मौला अली असगर को दफना दीजिए, मैं नहीं चाहती खौफ ये फौज आदा आके अली असगर का सर कलम कर देंगे। इतने में उम्मे रबाब के हाथ में अली असगर को इमाम हुसैन ने दिया, खैमे के पीछे आए। इमाम हुसैन ने एक नन्ही सी कबर वहां पे खोदी, नन्ही सी कबर खोद के अली असगर को दफना दिया। मैं पूछूंगा आसमान, क्या ये कभी मंजर तूने देखा है कि मां के हाथ में 6 महीने का बच्चा हो और बाप दफन करने के लिए कब्र खोद रहा हो? वाह असगरा, वाह असगरा, वाह।